This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the first World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 at the Jio World Convention Centre in Mumbai today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves is not an acronym, but it is a wave of culture, creativity and universal connect. He said, this is a global platform which will promote new ideas of artists and creators. The Prime Minister said Waves is attracting global attention as artists, innovators, investors and policymakers from over 100 countries have gathered under one roof. Lauding the Waves Bazaar initiative, he said it would encourage the innovators and creators.
Waves ye sirf acronym nahi hai, ye waqai ek wave hai. Culture ki, creativity ki, universal connect ki. Wave ek aisa global platform hai jahan har kalakar, har yuva ek naye idea ke saath creative world ke saath judega.
Prime Minister Modi said Waves Summit highlights India's creative strengths on a global platform. He said today India is emerging as a global hub for film production, digital content, gaming, fashion, music and live concerts. Mr. Modi added that the country is striving towards becoming the third largest economy and it has the third largest startup ecosystem in the world. He said the journey towards Vikasit Bharat has just started. He said India, with a billion plus population, is also a land of billion plus stories.
Bharat ki creative economy aane wale varshon mein GDP mein apna yogdan aur badha sakti hai. Aaj Bharat film production, digital content, gaming, fashion aur music ka global hub ban raha hai.
Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said the Waves Summit will create new economic opportunities. Addressing the inaugural session of the first World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 at the Jio World Convention Centre in Mumbai today, Mr. Vaishnav said this summit will provide a global platform to creators and provide them with exposure to new technology.
Waves is meant to offer a platform for creators from around the world. It will provide exposure to new technologies. It will connect creators with investors, producers and buyers. This will create new economic opportunities.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Kerala this evening for a two-day visit. The Prime Minister will dedicate the Viringham International Port, India's first semi-automated port, to the nation tomorrow. Commissioning of Viringham, India's first deep-water container transshipment port, will mark a rare event in Indian port history, placing Kerala on the global maritime map. The official commissioning of Viringham port will take place tomorrow morning. The Prime Minister will visit the port's operations building and inspect the control systems. International Labour Day is being celebrated across the globe today. The day is observed to honour the contributions of the working class and promote their rights. On the occasion, Home Minister Amit Shah extended greetings to all workers of the nation. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "Workers who contribute day and night to give shape to the resolve to build a developed India are making the lives of the people easier and accelerating the economy with their hard work and dedication." Calling the workers the strong pillar of nation building, the Home Minister assured that the government is committed to the welfare and prosperity of all the workers. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said the decision to conduct a caste census reflects the NDA government's commitment to social justice. Addressing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Pradhan said the decision was not made abruptly but represents a considered and deliberate approach by the government. He mentioned that the national census was originally scheduled for 2021, but the Committee on Political Affairs has now taken a decision in principle to include a caste census in the upcoming census.
Our commitment to social justice, we don't have to take certificate from Congress party, from family parties from UP and Bihar, from some southern states like Tamil Nadu. People of India very much know Prime Minister Narendra Modi's NDA government is totally committed to cause of social justice.
And with that, we end this news bulletin.